Philippians chapter 4, please. Philippians chapter 4. Glad you made it out on this cold day. It's good to see you this morning. No matter where we look in life today, there's issues that we can see that cause real anxiety in life. Another word for anxiety would be worry, concern, to be unsettled, to have an uneasiness about life and the direction of our life. Those are things that we think about when we think about the word anxiety. So what the Bible teaches us, though, is that there is a person we can trust, and that is God. And no matter the cause of anxiety and concern and uneasiness that comes our way, then the Bible teaches us that we can trust in God. In the book of Philippians, Paul, when he wrote this letter, was writing this letter from prison. And so Paul tells us in this book that he learned to be content. Now, to have contentment is to know the peace of God, the peace of God that he gives to us. In Philippians chapter 4, I want you to look at these verses, and let's read verses 5 through 9. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Today what I want to do is share with you some principles from the Bible that will help all of us in our time of concern, in our time of anxiety, because in the Bible we find the principles to attack anxiety that comes in our life. The Bible really has the answer for worry. The Bible has the answer for concern. The Bible has the answer for uneasiness. One of Paul's desires in writing the book of Philippians was this. He told the group of believers there that were going through a very difficult time in their life, that what he wanted for them is stability. He said, I want you to find stability in your life, so that the anxiety and the worries of life will not destroy you, that it will not destroy your faith. Now here at Philippi, these folks had a lot of anxieties that people face today. There were anxieties with finances, and so in the book of Philippians, we remember what Paul says here, that my God shall supply all your need. And so that's what they needed to hear. But they were concerned about finances. There were concerns about the job situations in that day. And there was concern about unemployment, because the book of Philippians tells us that's where they were struggling with some of these issues. And so these are the issues that come our way that can create a lot of anxiety and worry and concern. And so what Paul says is this: I want you to find stability. I want you to find a foundation for your life that will give you a solid foundation regardless of the circumstances that come our way. Now, the Bible teaches us that there are two kinds of peace, and I want to talk about that right now. The Bible talks about the peace with God and the peace of God. The peace with God is, the definition of that would be Romans 5, chapter 1, where the Bible tells us that we have made our peace with God. In other words, in my soul and your soul, there is the assurance and confidence that our heart is right with God, that we have a relationship with Him, and we know Him. That is the kind of peace that the Bible talks about when it talks about making peace with God. And then there is the peace of God. And the peace of God is simply knowing that we can trust Him no matter what comes our way in life. Here's what I have learned. like Paul said, I have learned to be content. I have learned in my life that I can trust God. I have learned in my life that God is faithful, that God is true, and no matter what may cause anxiety or concern or uneasiness in my life, God knows, He cares, and God is the answer. So the remedy for anxiety is faith and trust in God, knowing that God is in control. So the Bible talks about the peace with God and the peace of God. Now, what is the real cause of anxiety? Let's talk about that now. One cause of anxiety is this inadequacy. There are things in life that we're not going to be able to handle on our own. There are things in life where we don't have the answer. There are circumstances that come our way to where we struggle with knowing, what do I need to do in this situation? If you remember in the Old Testament, there's example after example about, you know, some of the people in the Old Testament who got to points like that in their life where they didn't know what to do. And the Bible says what they would do is just, you know, call on God and trust in Him. One of those examples in the Old Testament is taken from the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk was really concerned about the day that he lived in. And the concern that he had was for the people in his day, they really needed spiritual revival. And so Habakkuk was one of those prophets in the Old Testament who was praying to God, and his question was, God, why don't you send revival? Why can't we have revival? Why is it that the people won't turn back to you? So in that book, that was his concern. And so the answer came to Habakkuk this way. When he really didn't have the answer for what God was going to do, God said this, Habakkuk, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. And he says, when I do what I do, you're not going to believe it. The thing that I'm going to do in the nation of Israel is going to be so amazing and so great, you will not believe it. And, of course, God did that. But in the last chapter of that book, with all the circumstances, with all the concern that he had, with all the anxiety that he had, he just turned his heart and thoughts toward God. And here's what Habakkuk said. He said, you know, the fig trees over here, they may not give fruit. The harvest may not come our way. But he said this, I'm going to trust and rejoice in God. And so he found that steadfastness. He found that stability in his life when he thought about the faithfulness of God. And then another reason, you know, we have anxiety is not only because of inadequacy, knowing that we don't have the answer in a lot of things, but that we can turn to God. But another reason is pride. I mean, it is simply that sometimes we are too proud to ask God for the help that we need. And, you know, we just go on with anxiety, we go on with a concern, and we go on with all this stuff, and we really get unsettled, and we're uneasy, but we need this to get away from our pride, get on our knees, and ask God for the help that we need. Now, how do we handle, or how do we experience the peace that we need in the midst of anxiety? I want to talk about that now. One way we do that is to recognize our utter dependency upon God. In Philippians 4:7, in the verses I read to you, the scripture tells us here in this verse, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And so when we come to this point in our life in handling anxiety, then what we're doing is recognizing we need God and we need His help. The Bible tells us here in that verse that the peace of God, He is the God of peace. He is the source of peace. This is a peace that He gives us that is not dependent upon the circumstances of life. Paul was in prison. Paul said in prison, in these circumstances, I have learned that I can have peace. I have learned that I can find contentment with faith and trust in God. So He is the God of peace. He's the source of peace. There's a verse that I found in working on this sermon. In 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Listen to this verse. Now may the Lord of peace Himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. Every circumstance. The Lord will be with you all. This verse really, what it is a transition. Now may is a transition. And so what Paul is saying there is, in light of what I have said to you, in light of talking to you about the peace that God can give, in light of knowing that in all circumstances, God is our peace, God gives us stability in life, we can find hope in Him, we can find encouragement in Him, we can find faithfulness in Him, in light of all that, then here's what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that in all circumstances, regardless of what they may be, you can find peace. There is peace there. Now, what is the biblical definition of peace? It is that sense of peace in one's heart, that my soul is at rest with God, my soul is right with God, that I have that right relationship with Him. That's the biblical definition. In Psalm chapter 1, if I can illustrate this peace that we're talking about, I want you to look there for a moment. In Psalm chapter 1, we have the answer here for this stability that we need. Listen, Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful. But listen to verse 2. Here's the stable person. Here's the person who has spiritual maturity, regardless of what the circumstance may be. But he says here this. He says, that person that is godly, that person that believes in God, who trusts in God, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. So in that verse you have the two keys there to stability. To delight in the Lord means that we have a relationship with Him. It means that I have a personal relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. So I have that relationship with Him. Therefore, I can have peace regardless of the circumstance. But another key there is this. It is that He meditates in the Word of God. So going to the Word, when we go to the Word, regardless of what the circumstance is, you know what we find? We find out about the character of God. And so no matter the anxiety that comes my way, the worry that comes my way, the concern that comes my way, that when I go to the Word, here's what I read. I read over and over again about God's faithfulness. I read over and over again about God's love. I read over and over again about God's compassion for people who are in need. And so, you know, if we go through these things in life, certainly it's a need, and God's concerned about that. But there's a second way that we experience this peace that I'm talking about. And that is that we cast our burden upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxiety, casting all your care on Him, because He cares for you. You know what that says? It says all the needs we have, we can take them to the Lord. It means that we drop them at the foot of the cross, that we leave them with Him. Whatever is causing the anxiety, whatever is causing the concern or uneasiness in my life, whatever that may be, it could be physical, it could be spiritual, it could be emotional. whatever it is that's causing that concern, then the Bible says this, that we cast our burden on the Lord because He cares for us. He knows. He knows exactly what the need is. And what we can do is just cast it at His feet, lay that burden there, and the Bible says that He will take care of it. And then there's a third thing, and that is to place our faith in God. Philippians 4:9, the God of peace will be with you. Our faith is in God. The Bible tells us that He is the God of peace. Now, Jesus said this. He said, "My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, but I give you a different kind of peace. The God of peace, who is the source of peace, gives a peace that is different than the world. The world's peace is defined a lot of times by the absence of circumstance. In other words, if circumstances are okay, then I can have peace. If I have enough money in the bank, then I have peace." That's sort of the world's definition of what peace is. It's not having concern or anxiety about situations. But you see, that kind of peace cannot stand up to the test of life. The peace that Jesus gives can stand up to the test of life. No matter what it may be, no matter what the circumstance may be. So that's why we place our faith in the God of peace. He is the source of peace. There are things that come along that can destroy peace. There's circumstances that can rob us of peace. There's situations that come that can, you know, really give us doubting about, you know, the way things are going to turn out. But in the midst of all of that, if we look to the God of peace, just like Philippians says, then that is the remedy for anxiety. That is the remedy for worry. It's the remedy for just being anxious and unsettled all the time. And then there's a fourth thing here I want to talk about. We focus our attention upon God and not the source of the anxiety. Many times our attention is focused on the anxiety, you know, because that's where our concern is. That's where the uneasiness is. But our focus needs to be upon God. Philippians 4:5, the verse that we read, one of the verses we read earlier, the scripture says there, the Lord is near. You know what that's talking about? It's not talking about the second coming. What it's talking about is God is right here with us. Whatever my anxiety is, God is near. God is with me. He will help me. And so I can talk to Him. I can ask Him for the help that I need. Why? Because God is near. He's willing and able to enter our life and help us at that point of anxiety. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxious or anxiously looking about, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. And then Isaiah 26:3. The steadfastness of mine you will keep in perfect peace because He trusts in you. And so when we focus on God, then the Bible says that is where peace can be found. Is anxiety real? You better believe it. Is concern a real thing? Yes, it is. These circumstances that come, are they unsettling? Yes, they're unsettling. But the Bible gives us the answer for anxiety. And the answer for anxiety is when we put trust and faith in God. My soul, the faith and trust of my soul today is resting in the hands of God. And I know this. I know that God cares, that He's concerned, and I know God knows the need, and so I'm going to trust Him to meet that need, whatever it may be. In Isaiah, 57. The scripture says this in Isaiah 57:21. There is no peace, says my God, to the wicked. Now, why is that? Because the only peace that the world can give is a false peace. It is a peace that is based on circumstance. It's a peace that promises what it cannot deliver. It is a false peace. In that chapter in Isaiah, you have people going around saying, you know, a peace, peace, and they were promising a peace when really there wasn't any peace. And so what they were doing was offering this false sense of security, that was offering this false sense of peace, because the circumstances were really going to change. And the circumstances were not going to be pleasant. But they were going around offering this false peace. And so what Isaiah says is, look, you need to understand that there is no true peace apart from God. The only true peace is found in a relationship with Him. And so, to bring all this together today, I would simply remind you of the promises of the Bible. And the promises of the Bible are true. God is faithful. He knows. He understands. And He wants to help you in your life. This is something, like Paul says, is learned. We've got to learn this lesson of contentment. We've got to learn this lesson of peace. And the way we learn it is through faith and trust in God. And He will give us the peace that we need. I don't know what's causing your anxiety. I don't know what's causing your concern. I don't know what the uneasiness is in your life. But I would encourage you to talk to God about that. And as the Bible says, cast it on Him and let Him give you the answer. Let's stand for our prayer. Father, we just thank You for the peace that You give. It is a true and lasting peace. It is a peace that is not based on the circumstances of life, but it is a peace that we have in Christ. A peace knowing that our soul is right with You. It is a peace in knowing that You are faithful. Through all the experiences of life that we have, we look back and we see Your faithfulness. Father, today we pray. We pray that there would be those today who would just cast their anxiety at Your feet. I pray today that there would be those who would just turn those concerns over. Lord, You want us to have stability in life. You want us to have a stable, mature, Christian life. And Father, we just thank You that we can find that in You. There's a lot of things in life today that create concern. There's a lot of things in life today that certainly are out of our control. But Lord, we know that You're in control. And we thank You for that. We thank You that we can turn everything over to You because You are God who is in control. You're a God who cares, and You're a God who wants to help us. So Lord, we thank You for the help that You give us in life. Father, I pray for those today who do not have a personal relationship with You. I pray that they would come to that place in their life where they establish this relationship with You through Your Son, Jesus Christ, and have peace of soul, have peace of mind, and peace of heart in knowing that true relationship with You. Father, again, we just thank You for this day. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the worship that we've experienced today. In Your name we pray. Amen.